one on the wolf management update. Do we wish to go forward with this?
Nate and I drew straws on who was going to provide the update, and Nate lost.
Nate, the floor is yours then.
Good morning, Mr. Vice Chair and members of the Commission. Nate Pamplin, Assistant Director for the Wildlife Program. I've been sending and forwarding you fairly frequent updates regarding the Huckleberry Pack situation in southern Stevens County. Those are updates that we send to the Wolf Advisory Group and interested parties. A variety were sent last week. We've been forwarding you the news releases and then sent an update on Tuesday the 2nd. On the update I sent last Thursday, it included a chronology of events from this summer of both the operators' actions as well as when, once we were notified that there was wolf attacks and all the steps that we had done and the staff levels, the different lethal and non-lethal measures that we employed. A lot of those efforts were essentially kind of wrapped up over Labor Day as the producer was worked with our staff and 14 volunteers to round up his flock of 1,800 sheep, and they've been trucked about 5 miles down the road to temporary holding pens, and they'll be moved to his winter pasture in the Columbia Basin, I believe, later this week. There are likely still some straggler sheep out there. We're continuing to assist trying to locate those animals, and certainly going around starting to make sure that other operators in the adjacent vicinity are aware of the Huckleberry Pack, as well as preventative measures that they can employ to try to avoid and minimize conflicts. With the events from 2 weekends ago and one wolf being removed, there's generated intense interest. I believe I heard from the commission's assistant this morning that there was over 20,000 emails received here in the past few days. We're receiving a variety of questions from legislators and different wolf advocacy groups, and we're very busy preparing responses to those. So I'd be happy to try to respond to any questions you might have.
Oh, let me thank you, Nate. Your updates have been very thorough and very timely as well, so I appreciate that. Any questions for Nate? Nope. Hearing none, thank you, Nate, and thanks again for your efforts on all of this. I know it's not